Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat?
I think I can hear it. I hear the pitter-pat. I just heard it.
Is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the
rail. My impression of a bass.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other error that they wanted.
That was an exclusive, only given to us.
Wow.
Remember when Michael sat down with us and did
that? Yeah, I did.
That was something. You know he's dead.
No.
What?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Well,
must be recent.
A couple weeks ago. Well, everybody, good afternoon. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I was talking to somebody this morning. I said, you realize that today is the 1st of August. He said, yeah, to me it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
That's right, 3rd of June. So it's nice outside. If you haven't been outside, you should go out and take the rest of the day off if you can get away with it. Let's just start. Yesterday I liked because we made a point to take a few calls the first hour, not just talk ourselves and do all the talking. So we'll do that again today if you want. There's several things in the news. We will not discuss the debates last night because, first of all, I didn't watch them. I never watch that stuff, either party, because it's a waste of time. What is interesting to me, though, is when you do watch clips from it, all the politicians who have run for president in my life have said exactly the same thing about the deficit, about the budget, about health care. Is it not true that every election, no matter what has been done before, health care is a disaster?
Yep.
And we've got to fix it, even though they were supposed to have fixed it last time.
Right.
Now it's a disaster again. It's just kind of the same old all the time. Does anybody have anything to say?
Well, yesterday.
Wow, no one.
Dan, does that mean you have something?
No, not really.
I do.
Tim looks very serious, too.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody. You're welcome.
Went to a Chinese buffet today.
That is a good story. I didn't think you had this thing.
I don't think it's finished.
Sorry. I love Chinese buffets.
And, you know, the fortune cookie. Old wives' tale, right? The two words you're supposed to add at the end of your fortune cookie.
Well, there are a couple of things. In bed.
So I, you know, I
they bought Anheuser-Busch, didn't they?
In bed, yeah. It's their sister company.
Thank you.
Sister company.
Yeah.
In bed. And so I thought I'd put the theory to the test today, and I had a fortune cookie. I hadn't eaten in a buffet in a while, you know, a Chinese one at least. And so I opened up the cookie. And I thought, well, I wonder if this will make sense if I say the words in bed at the end. And I opened up the cookie, and the sheet of paper said, if you end up with Limey, you might get pregnant.
Oh, boy.
In bed.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow.
Perfect. Jokes on you, conceived in the kitchen.
so you know that.
In the kitchen?
Wow.
No, I don't actually have any idea. I just figured I'd throw it out there.
You ought to name you don't know if it's a boy or girl yet.
No, right? Don't know yet.
Spatula.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, give him or her a middle name that's kitchen related. No, not stove, but spatula. That's a good name.
Ice maker. Of course,
you meet my son, James Spatula Phillips.
Or whisk.
Wire whisk. We can help you come up with a kitchen name.
Trevor Blender Williams Jr.
Blender.
Hey, what will the kid's last name be?
Phillips.
Oh, that was, do you know that?
Said Williams.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Phillips.
But that's
like,
her,
I know it's
that's her call, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Are you considering the name Guy? For the child,
no,
if it's a boy.
Only if it's a girl.
Do it if it's a girl. Be cruel. Yeah, be cruel.
I think it's Guy.
Girl named Guy.
So have you asked her about the last name? Are you just assuming?
Yeah, well, no, this was we decided a while ago that it was going to have my last name.
But you know they could change. If she could get mad at you,
it could change. It could change. You know, careful. I don't think it's going
to
be.
You want it to be a boy or a girl. If you could pick, and I know everybody goes, oh, has 10 fingers and 10 toes. I know all that. Healthy. I get that. But if you could pick, boy or girl?
I think I'd go for a boy because I just think it would be easier for me, like, you know, when it comes to changing diapers and
stuff
like that.
Well, it'd also be easier. Well, no, not necessarily. It would be easier for you to talk to him about safe sex because you'd have to tell him, by the way, the reason you're here is because I didn't practice it. So maybe that would be better because you are living proof.
True.
Son, the only reason you are here.
Does she or any of her friends listen to the show?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm hoping so.
Okay, well then I'll say something to you off the air then.
There you go.
If you don't, oh, if you don't know that,
let's leave all funny comments until off air, and then we can.
But it got me to thinking that, you know, it'd be kind of funny if there was like a lot of signs that you put the words in bed after just to make the signs better.
Yeah.
Like no parking in bed. Right. No U-turn
in bed. In bed.
You know, please don't feed the animals.
They used to say take any hit song when it was top 40 hits. Take any title. Right. You know, I want to hold your hand in bed. And they work with almost anything.
Please use the rear entrance.
In bed. Yeah. Well, that's a little
three-way stop ahead.
Yesterday.
Yesterday in bed.
Bohemian Rhapsody in bed.
Exit only.
Makes sense.
Is that a song?
No, that's a sign.
Oh, sign. Okay. So limestone. This is very interesting to me. This whole out of wedlock pregnancy, because you do know that my generation, like when I was a kid, especially with my parents. Girls actually left town because of the shame.
Do you consider me a heathen?
No, not for doing it. No, not because
I don't.
No,
thank you.
No, because that's the
that
way.
Means a lot.
Because I could very possibly, I could be the grandfather of a child born out of wedlock. I have two kids that live with their significant others. They're not married.
True.
And if they had a baby. I'm not going to shame them or think they're horrible people. Here's what I'm trying to do at this point in my life. I'm trying to understand tattoos, and I'm trying to understand living with people and getting pregnant, never getting married. I'm trying to understand not being excited about being 16 and getting a driver's license. I mean, I'm trying to understand all that.
I get it.
And the only way I can sort of cope with it is to just sit back and go, you know what? This is not my time. This is the next generation's time, and they just do things differently. That's
right.
All.
It's the best way to put it.
And you know, the 16 thing, getting your license, started probably about, 10, 15 years ago, where kids, you would talk to people, and their kids were like 19. Oh, he just still doesn't have his license yet.
Yeah,
doesn't care about it.
Limey has, how many tattoos do you have? You have a couple of really big ones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, and two of them are big.
Yeah.
You've got one on your leg that's, know, gigantic. And I'm really trying to understand. You have Captain Marvel on your leg.
Captain America.
I asked you before the show.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have that your whole life.
Absolutely.
On Captain America on your leg.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that.
Yeah, I am.
But it'll be interesting to see if you're okay with it when you're 50. And you can, I wish I hadn't done that. I got a feeling you won't regret it.
I don't think I'm going to regret it because I put in, whenever I get a tattoo, it's never a spur of the moment thing. It's something that I put in a lot of consideration for.
Did you do it because you think it's cool and lots of people think it's cool to get tattoos?
I did it because I thought it was cool. Yeah. I mean, most of the time you see me unless I mean throughout the winter I wear like a long sleeve shirt or something. Right. So most of my tattoos are covered up or I wear pants, so you know you can't see my Captain America tattoo. So I try to keep all my tattoos where if I have to wear a button up shirt, you can't see any of them. That's my rule.
You need to understand that when I was a kid, the only men that I saw with tattoos were ex-convicts. No, I'm not kidding. Ex-convicts or carnival workers around the Ferris wheel. Those guys had tattoos.
A lot of sailors. Sailors would get tattoos.
Sailors, why? More than army or... Why? I wonder sailors.
Guess when they pulled into port, they were at sea so long, they wanted to do something.
I think it was like, you know, a rite of passage when you're in the Navy. You get a different tattoo to denote where you'd been or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
They actually... the
Or the ship you're on.
The Navy gave birth to what we call I know.
Whoa.
Gave birth to what we now call American traditional tattoos.
Okay.
And they're the ones that kind of they look like they're from the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And they're some of like the coolest tattoos out there.
I want to get another tattoo.
There's a lot of stuff that I'm trying to no longer criticize and just go with it. You know, I don't have to do it. They're like the baseball cap backwards thing. That's been going on for about 25, 30 years now.
Right.
I still don't get it. It has a bill for the cap to be in front of you to shade, yet almost nobody, today you do, but almost nobody young wears the cap with the bill in the front.
Today I'm only wearing my baseball cap with the bill forward because I'm leaning back in a chair, you know, so I don't want it to hit. Otherwise, it's on backwards. I don't know why that started.
Why not just start making caps with no bill, like a beanie? Why don't you start making those?
I wear those in the winter. Them. Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
They do.
There's a pitcher for the Chicago Cubs who plays the Cardinals tonight, and he wears his hat not with the with the bill facing 12 o'clock, but it's like over here
off to the side,
like 10 o'clock.
Cocked off to the side. You can say that.
Cocked off to the side.
Like 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. At 10 o'clock.
Why?
I don't, just to be different.
Yeah.
People who have tattoos, I
don't. You don't have any.
I don't. I have a tattoo of a gut.
It looks like a real gun.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good one.
People think really good. People think it's real all the time.
It's like three dimensional.
It's got good hair on it and everything. Yeah. But what I don't understand is the people that get tattoos on their back, because who can't see it? Well, the only person that can see it is somebody who would be behind you.
Yeah, you just get that so you can, like, you know, when you walk around with your T-shirt off, you can show off and just be like,
you think that's more popular with gay guys, though? So their partner, when they're back there, they can see. I'm serious. No, I think that's a good question.
I don't think it's more popular with gay guys.
Steve-O from the Jackass guys, right?
Yeah.
He has his entire face, right?
Yeah, he's got a self-portrait on his back.
Now, that's weird.
That is a bit weird.
Wait a minute. If we're going to talk about this, let's talk about it in full. Steve-O, have you seen any of the Jackass movies?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
He got a tattoo of himself, of a caricature of himself engaging in bestiality.
Whoa.
Wow.
On his arm.
Wow.
And anybody who's listening going, oh, it's bestiality. No, we looked up. We've been through this. It should be bestiality, but it's bestiality.
You corrected me on that. This is why I said it.
So he has a tattoo of him doing it with an animal.
Correct. And then he was intoxicated when it happened. And then when he realized what he'd done, he went and had more work on it done to mask what it really was. But there's a video of it, of him doing that.
Wow, you have to be really drunk. Yeah,
right.
Really drunk.
Right.
No, I don't. Why do they call the lower back one on a woman a tramp stamp? What does that make you a tramp? Tramp stamp, that's what they call it. Why? Why? What's trampy about where that tattoo is? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm trying to find the way I can answer this the best way.
You'll figure it out.
Because when you're in a certain position and you're engaging in a sexual act with a woman, you can see it. It's there. It's prominent.
But why does that make her a tramp? That position is also used by Christian women and people who go to church and are not tramps.
And Canadians, so they can both watch the hockey game.
Yeah, that's a good. That's an old joke. Give him a rim shot. Yeah. Just curious. The other thing about getting older is you get to ask a lot of questions and nobody will think anything about it because they just think, well, he's getting old.
He's just learning.
He's just now catching on to stuff. So
he's trying to become cool.
Did you have anything else, Tim?
Yes.
Oh, boy. It's heavy. He's sighed.
Oh, man.
He took a breath.
Yeah, this is heavy. Something heavy.
Earlier this year, my stepfather turned 70 years old and we went and rented cabins for him and threw a big family birthday party for him.
That sounds like
it was a great time. It was my former PI business partner who owns a cabin rental business down in southeastern Illinois, and privately furnished cabins, and they got a big barn in the middle where you can throw parties and had a big bonfire and it was a real good time. Well, now here's the problem. Now next month my mother turns 70.
Oh boy.
And so the siblings are, you know, discussing, you know, how do we top that, or how do we at least
eat? You have to at least eat.
Well, she doesn't want to do what we did for my stepfather, so no, you know.
You want your own original thing for her.
I'm looking for ideas of what to do for somebody turning 70
first of all,
for a party or something.
Is she healthy? I mean, she get around?
Absolutely. No problems. Okay. No worries. She didn't hear very well.
So you want an idea where she'll feel at least
equal
to. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But not similar, because she doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
So I'm trying to. I came up with, like, you know, renting a bowling alley or, you know, a picnic in a park or.
Well, what about this? My wife, I told you this a few weeks ago, went to her first ever drag queen show at Hamburger Mary's, and with a bunch of other women, and she was invited, and she came. I said, "How was it?" She said, "It was fantastic." Now, you have to understand, we're really conservative, and I couldn't believe she was going. She said it was a hoot, and maybe you could get your mom's friends and tell them you already paid and got a table reserved at the drag queen place.
That's a good idea.
Now, why that's appealing to women, I don't know. But for some reason, women like to go to that. So even the ones who say, my wife actually said beforehand that if our daughter-in-law weren't involved, she would never have accepted. She said, but she really wants me to go. So reluctantly, she went. And then came home and couldn't stop talking about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a female friend who's in her mid-40s, and she and all of her cougar girlfriends went and saw this boy band, Palooza. It was in time, like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. It was like a whole boy band night of it. And I asked her how it was, and she said there was, you know, several thousand people there, and there was about four guys there.
Yeah.
I'm going to that next time it comes around.
Yeah.
I'll get a ticket to that thing next time it comes
around. Well, see, that's smart.
Yeah.
All women and you and three other guys.
Right.
So that's the only idea I can come up with right now. Yeah. If anybody has an idea for Tim's mom,
text the show or
Or just call us. Just call us. We'll talk about it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope.
I didn't give the numbers either. They're 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Jim is on the phone. He's been holding for 10 minutes. Let's talk to him. Jim, welcome to my favorite day of the week and to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Frank. Always good to talk to you. AIM and the PM, of
thank
course,
you. Thank
always.
You. Thank you.
Two things real quick. Number one, on the tattoos. Mm-hmm. My son, who's in his mid-30s, has a full two sleeves and half his chest and his back. But if he dresses up, you could never tell he has them.
Right.
And it was so funny, when he came home, he bragged to me about the one on the back. And he goes, what do you think, Dad? And I said, thank God, son, you got that. Because when I'm dead in the grave in about 50 years and you learn the nursing home and you walk away, when they find you, they'll know who you are by your name on your back.
Yeah, easy to spot when he gets dementia and just starts walking.
Right. And the other thing, too, is Frank, for Limey there.
Yeah.
Limey, I got two great middle names for you. I think, Frank, you like these. Kelvinator could be one.
Oh, that's great. What a great name. Kelvinator.
All right.
What is
that? That's an appliance name. The Kelvinator Appliances. Yeah, that's a good one.
Kelvinator. What's the other one?
Uh-oh, you did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Or Kenmore.
Hey.
Kenmore.
Bradley Kenmore Phillips. Yeah.
Kenmore Phillips. Sounds like a president.
Or it could just be Kenmore Phillips.
Yeah, you can do that too. That's she's got something to say about that.
How about this? Robert Kelvinator Phillips.
Oh.
Robert Kelvinator Phillips.
Yeah. There you go. What's the
great show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Right, Amanda.
Amanda.
If it's a girl,
name her Amanda Amanda Phillips.
She'd hate me for the rest of her life.
Jim Microwave Phillips.
Julie Dishwasher Phillips.
Yeah, I thought Dan had a... is he putting the name on the screen?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
No,
anybody else?
There was nobody there.
Burke segment?
Nope, I got nothing.
Are you kidding me?
I got nothing.
Scott, I'm going to get another tattoo.
Dan, how can you not have something for the Burke segment when you walked in, you had the coolest package I've ever seen anybody get here at the station when you walked in the station today?
Oh, now you do have something for the birthday.
Oh, I do.
Well, what is it?
Bob Iback sent me...
Nyko.
Yeah, from Nyko. He sent me the pucks that Nyko sold for the Blues Stanley
Cup.
That's
it? I mean, it's not really a...
Sorry,
nobody cares.
But Bob and I have known Bob for years
and
years.
That's a good story. Okay, anybody else?
Nope.
I plan on getting a tattoo.
Scott Sherman's in the... Scott, you're welcome to join in. Do you have anything for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I might. The other day, didn't happen yesterday, but the other day, my girlfriend called me and said, we have an emergency in the house. It's a real emergency. I'm like, very first thought was, oh, no, the dogs.
Yeah.
Something wrong with the dogs. It wasn't. It was the fish.
Uh-oh.
Bought a fish tank about 8 months ago from one of the big box, you know, pet stores.
Right.
48-gallon tank.
Is that a big tank?
It's a pretty good-sized tank. It's probably about 36 inches wide, about... 30 inches high. It's a good size home for fish, especially goldfish. She's raised these goldfish from, I don't know if they're guppy is a different kind of fish, but a tiny little, almost like a feeder fish.
Right.
These things are the size of trout now. She's great with fish.
Ooh.
The tank cracked.
Are they good eating, those goldfish? I've never heard of anybody.
Oh, in the fraternity, they made us eat goldfish. I thought it was disgusting.
No, but that's just swallowing. That's swallowing little goldfish. I mean, I've seen goldfish the size of bass in those ponds and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Koi
yeah.
or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever eat that, I wonder? I'm sure somebody has.
Well, I think koi is actually different from goldfish.
So go ahead.
I never have eaten
fish emergence?
The fish will grow to the size of the tank. Like if you had a 55-gallon tank, they would get even bigger.
I don't think
the
so.
Back?
No, they do. No, they do. Fish grow to the size.
So a goldfish could be like a 50-pound fish?
They can live 20 years.
If you put it in the lake or something, then yeah. If it's got a big enough container, yeah, goldfish would be
It's
growing.
A very hardy fish for having as a pet.
So what's the immortal
So the back of this tank, the practically new fish tank, this glass tank, cracked all the way along the back. Uh-oh. We didn't have any earthquakes. Somebody moved it. It just cracked. And it left only about 2 inches of water in the bottom of the tank. These fish, he finds these fish at the bottom of the tank, gasping for air.
Did all the water run out in the house?
It ran down the back of it, onto the floor, and then down into the basement. So, fortunately, it's an old house. There were cracks or a hole or something, so it didn't just go all over this hardwood floor. Right. So, she gets these fish out of there, puts them in a vase. I call it a vase because I don't have a lot of money. It's not a vase, it's a vase.
It's a Ledoux, it's a vase.
That's right. Yeah. And so she puts these fish, there's five of them, puts them in each of its individual vases, and we run to the pet store to get a replacement tank. And they don't have the exact same tank, but these people could have cared less that we had this emergency. And I know it's only fish, but we've had these fish for like 4 or 5 years, and they're part of the family, and we bought this tank. There's no reason for it to crack. We at least think, well, you should at least have some sympathy. They could have cared less. We buy a tank that's smaller because they didn't have another one. And the guy says, well, you must have hit it or something. It's like, well, you're just speculating. No. Meanwhile, the fish are dying. So she goes in to this fish saving mode. We bring the other tank back. She saves these fish. And I just have to say that I really wasn't that attached to the fish until they almost died. But these people at this store that we spent a bunch of money on were the least helpful that you could be, where we had bought the tank from them, bought the fish from them, bought all the fish stuff from them, and we had an emergency, and they were just like, whatever. And it was very frustrating.
Who wanted the fish?
She did.
How old is she?
She's very young. Beautiful.
I thought it was her daughter.
No.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. She doesn't care. But she's 42.
I would have asked her. I thought you were talking about the kid.
No. She's a grown woman.
I'm not a fish. But here's the deal. If a fish dies, I don't feel bad like you would for a dog or puppy. It's just a fish. I know they're animals, and PETA would say, it's a fish.
It's not the same.
But when they're sitting there. I've flushed them live down the toilet before.
But when they're sitting there, they're gasping for air and tortured because of probably a defective product. The place that sells it should have at least cared about it. And the good news is we at least got the money back for the tank, but they were still all over the place about how it must have been our fault because it broke. And it's like, look, jerk, it broke probably because the seals weren't right. And if you're going to sell fish...
You have seals in there too? Fish and seals?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big tank. That is a big tank.
If you're going to be in the business of selling the fish in the tanks, you should at least care.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
I like it very much.
Sorry to interrupt. Dan, yes. I sent you a tax. Can you check it out? That's what I was doing at the phone.
Oh, a friend of mine had a...
We have a guest on the phone also.
Oh, my goodness, we do. Go ahead, Tim. He won't mind.
Real quick. A friend of mine had an outdoor pond. He used to live off of Darty Ferry Road, and he had an outdoor pond in his backyard, and he had one goldfish in it. And one day, my dad and I played, we all played golf together. And one day, my dad and I stopped at a pet store out in Chesterfield and bought 4 more goldfish. and we ran, and we were supposed to meet him at a restaurant to have beers if we got done playing golf. And we went over to his house in his backyard, and we put the goldfish in his pond.
Yeah.
And then went and met him at the
restaurant.
Were
they small, so he thought they had babies?
Yeah, exactly. It was one that was larger, and then the other ones were like babies, were real young ones.
Beautiful.
And we went back there, and we got the biggest kick out of watching him freak out about how could this possibly have happened. And he's on his phone wanting to know, can fish reproduce themselves? And, you know, or could a fish have, you know, reproduced itself and then turned into a female? And how could this possibly have happened?
That's a good one.
We didn't tell him for about a month.
Yeah. No, that's not good. Years. Harmless, didn't hurt anybody. It's funny. Hit the music, Maestro. There it is right there. Patty Page. For you old people.
America's asking you to call.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Ladies and gentlemen, America is the greatest land of all. And now the greatest car dealer of all, Johnny Londoff.
What's clapping?
Is it okay to clap for yourself?
Sure. Yeah. We do it all the time.
You should.
If we didn't, nobody would.
Yeah. Oh, but yes, there would. There would be the millions of people listening.
Yeah. Hey, what a fantastic day it is, isn't it? I mean, you get up early usually and go run, right?
I do.
I bet today was a great morning to run. I'll never know, but I would imagine.
I didn't have time. Too much going on.
Hey, is your house put back together yet? For people who don't know, you had a massive Yellowstone National Park size tree trunk land on your house and just go right through the bedroom and tear a bunch of the house up. Is that finished? Because I know that was going on for a long time.
Yeah, it's almost complete. Not 100%.
Wow.
But man, is it looking like a house again?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm telling you what. The day that beautiful blonde drove up in a beat-to-death 1975 Oldsmobile Cutlass and she stared me down. She doesn't remember because she didn't even remember me. It's the greatest day of my life. That beautiful.
What does that have to do with the tree? What does that have to do with the tree falling on your house?
She's put this house back together. I mean, the contractors and the subcontractors. But watching her, I mean, you know, take this apart, do this. She's very handy, but she's also she's happy.
So you made her deal with all that headache.
Yeah.
That's a solid marriage.
Yeah, who do you think the contractors and subcontractors, who do you think they'd rather deal with?
Oh, no, you're smart to do
me.
That. Of course they'd rather deal with her.
How was your day?
Every Thursday is a great day for me because it's my favorite day. Scott's here, and I love that segment. I've learned a lot. For an hour a week, I learn stuff, so I like that. And I like the callers, and I like Thursday because it's my Friday, and I have 3 days off. So I love Thursday, so my day's great.
Billy just called.
Never thought about, going back on Fridays.
No.
Not
at
all.
Wait, Billy who, Dan?
A guy named Billy just called in and said that was not Patty Page, that was Dinah Shore.
No, we're talking about the... Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of Dr. Doug.
I know.
No, he's right.
I told him.
It is Dinah. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Dr. Doug song.
Yeah.
It is Dinah Shore. You want a bonus joke? John, would you like to hear a bonus joke?
Oh, anything from you, Frank.
Well, Scott said something earlier, and it reminded me of a great old joke, and I have not told it since I've been here. So I'm going to tell it now. And it was a word that he said, and here's the joke. It's quick. This woman is visiting another woman's house, and there's a delivery at the door, and it's 3 dozen of the most beautiful roses anybody has ever seen. And her friend says, oh, my goodness, what beautiful roses. Do you know who they're from? She says, yeah, I know who they're from. They're from my husband. And she said, well, you don't seem very excited about it. She goes, well, I know what this means. I guess it just means for the next couple of days I'm going to have my legs apart. And the woman says, what's the matter? Don't you have a vase?
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Give me another rim shot. That was worth 2, I think. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my.
You know the first time I ever heard that joke 100 years ago?
It's an old joke. Hey, I never claimed these jokes are new. It's old.
Bobby Plager told me.
Oh, really? But I've never told it here for whatever reason.
It's rookie season.
It's a great joke. Don't you have a vase?
Don't you have a vase? Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear my Bernie Sanders?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm working on it, and I just need feedback. Here we go.
I think health care for everyone, not just senior citizens, but health care for all of America. Health care for everyone.
Thank you. Getting better. Thank you, everybody. Getting better. Thank you.
So good.
And now a conversation with Bill Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Bill, I know you want to be president. I've been there. I know what it's like to be president. If you get to be president, what's the... you think it's the most important thing?
You called him Bill.
Yeah, you called Bill. You hit Bill, called Bernie.
You messed
Bill.
Up.
Yeah.
Start all over again.
Hang on. Edit. I'll edit that.
I got you.
Edit it out. Hold on.
Radio edit.
You know, Bernie, I've had that job, and it's a lot of stress. You're an old man. You'll be 78 next month. But if you do get in, what do you think is the most important thing that you need to do? I think health care for everyone, and not just senior citizens, but health care for the young, the old, everyone should have free medical health care.
Thank you, Tim.
Oh, sure I do. I talk to myself all the time in the car. Yeah.
You talk to yourself?
Yeah, out loud. I do. Every day.
That's a sign of...
I know.
Nobody else is listening.
mental illness. No, I do. I do. I just talk out loud.
I've got something here from the text line from that beautiful wife of mine. She goes, she wanted to know how you were doing the Bernie imitation where you're spinning all over the microphone.
You have to spit. And if you have any hair, you have to mess your hair up like you just got out of bed and you never comb your hair.
He never combs his hair. You ever notice he never combs his hair?
Some of the reporters, they wear like, you know, like a parka because they know they're going to get spit all over.
Yeah. But think about that. We talked about this yesterday. Think about this. His birthday is the same day yours is, September 8th. Am I right? Same birthday. Only Bernie will be 78 September 8th, which means if he's elected, when he's sworn in, he'll be 79.
Now, we talk about Trump's hair all the time, and we pontificated on this show how long it takes him every day to do his hair.
I say 45 minutes.
How long do you think it takes Bernie to do his hair?
I don't think he does. No, it's not taking any time at all, because I don't have enough hair to worry about. I'm more concerned with health care. Health care for everyone, not just senior citizens.
So, no, I don't. I think he just gets out of bed and throws clothes on and go. But he, I will give him this. At almost 78... he must have a lot of energy, and he better have a lot of energy, because that job, I don't think you get to sit in one place for very long. You're always running everywhere. John, I have a great documentary for you and Mimi to watch, National Geographic On Demand. It's called Air Force One, and it is the first, I guess, and only that I know of, inside look at that plane. I mean, every footage they've never allowed anybody to take before, but they allowed the Nat Geo people to get. It is beyond fascinating. It's a terrific documentary. You'll know everything about that plane when it's over, when you watch it. So just a suggestion.
Okay.
I didn't say you had to take it. It's just a suggestion. You don't have to act like it's not even Love interested it. In it.
So what else is going on?
What?
What I said, what else is going on?
So, did I give you the heads up on a...
the big
old... Amazon Endeavor? British television series?
I don't think so.
No.
Endeavor. E-N-D-E-A-V-O-U-R.
No, never heard.
Name, that's the first name of the young detective, Endeavor Moss. But, again, these Brits, the British, they can act. My God, they just can super act. And our sons turned us on to it a while back, and of course, it's one of those things that, and they're an hour and a half long. So each episode is not just an hour; it's an hour and a half long. But you'll find yourself watching two and go, "All right, one more." Like, oh my God, we got to get to bed. But yeah, check out Endeavor, and I think it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Sure.
Now before we forget it, Kitty, I got the email. We're supposed to talk about the open house.
You better start talking about it.
Well, you were going to forget it. I could tell you forgot it. You were going to hang up and go, forgot about it.
I never give a chance. I'm not given a chance to talk.
Well, now you have a chance.
You know, I'm listening to the jokes and, you know, you
tell us about
Sanders and
tell
you know,
us.
Clinton,
don't talk while you know, I'm talking. That's rude.
It's the Frank opinion segment that Johnny Londoff sponsors.
And now here's John Londoff, and he has the floor to tell you about the open house, which I believe is this Saturday.
We sent you the information for you to plug it, not for me to plug it.
Whoa.
Wow. You know what that means? He doesn't have it in the phone.
Hello, everybody.
It means he doesn't know. He doesn't know about his own open house. That's what that means.
Yes, I do.
Well, here's what wasn't in the email, is when it starts and when it ends. I'm assuming... there's probably barbecue, Kitty's the grill mistress, and hamburgers, brats, or whatever. So I'm going to assume about 11 o'clock till when?
6.
Okay.
We don't close until 6 o'clock.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody's
and,
welcome.
And I mean, it starts. I mean, service department opens up at 7 on Saturday. But we, as far as the retail sales side, 8:30. So 8:30 till 6.
Now I saw there's a scavenger hunt at your dealership. That's part of the open house Saturday. What's that about?
Yeah, scavenger hunt.
I have
the hidden golden tickets on our lot.
And then
a free vehicle appraisal and a $25 gift card. Many. We have a lot of $25 gift cards.
Okay.
And unbelievable food. Because I know, you know, not everyone likes to eat like you and I, Frank, but yeah, you know, you got to know, folks, if you ever have a chance to go out and have a meal with Frank, when the food comes, forget about it. You're not going to hear him. He won't say a word for about 5-6 minutes because you do eat fast, but there's no more talking.
Yeah,
it's all about food.
Well, it is. It should be.
It should be. And you don't want to hurt the people's feelings of making that food by taking it, you know, so, but, yeah, so. Chevy. All-star open house.
This Saturday.
Open the door to a new Chevy this Saturday, August the 3rd. So, hey, I didn't wish you all a happy August.
Hey, you too.
Well. And so, John, God, how was your July? Well, thanks for asking, Frank. Our July was unbelievable. Thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. They were here late last night, and my CFO, Sean Staten, and some of the managers, they were like, you know, it's 10 o'clock. They're like, are you still awake? I'm like, what do you think? I'm like in bed already? No. So, you know, it's exciting. Everyone gets really excited. And here it is, August the 1st. We take a few deep breaths, and we go all at it again. 20% of MSRP, 20% of MSRP on Silverado double cabs. That's just crazy. So let's see, Frank, if you can come up with this. Let's say the MSRP is $60,000.
All right, hang on here. $60,000. Okay.
MSRP?
Suggested price. $60,000. Got it. And? What's next?
20%.
20% off?
20% of the $60,000.
Okay, hang on. You carry the two. $60,000.
20%
off. 20% of $60,000.
So you're paying $2,000.
$2,000. Wow, that's a good deal. That's a great deal. Whew.
Man, I wish you'd have done the math on that Corvette, the last Corvette deal like that. Woo! So that's $12,000. 10% of $60,006. And it, bam, $12,000. At Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, though, $15,000 off the MSRP of any 2019 Silverado double cab. Are you kidding me?
What percentage of the lot it has? Because some of the 2020s are out, right? 2020?
No,
not yet.
No, 2019.
Okay.
2019s.
Okay.
2019s. But one of my business partners just walked in. They've been ordering vehicles next door. Jimmy Sappho, who's AM and the PM. Say hi to the AM and the PM crowd, Jim.
What's up, guys?
Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Go to Londoff. You'll never cry. You'll never cry, you'll always laugh, especially when you deal with Jimmy Sappho.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
True artist.
Boy, that was really quite inventive.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Thanks for the
What? What? So, Dan, am I supposed to mention that it's your birthday on August the 4th?
Yeah, because isn't that why you guys are having the open house?
No.
So, Saturday?
It's Sunday. Right? Is it Sunday? That's right.
Yeah.
You're bringing the chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake is coming in Monday.
Oh, John, you may have to come by Monday. We get a piece of this German chocolate cake. Every year, his friend, what's your name?
Nora.
Yeah. Who has the same birthday.
Yeah.
Makes a German chocolate cake out of this world. A big sheet cake. If you can come by, we'll give you a great big piece of that stuff. I'm giving away. It's not even mine to give away. It's Dad's, but he wouldn't care.
Yes.
Yeah. It's worth
it. I mean, is that an official invite?
Yes, it is.
Yes, you can come by, John.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Great. So, great deals. Again, let your fingers do the walking.
Oh, Yellow Pages.
Londoff.com.
Yellow Pages.
Indeed. Londoff.com. That's where every vehicle, 700 plus new and pre-owned vehicles, pictures, video, pricing. Just, I will suggest you sit down when you're online checking out our prices because you might fall down. They are so low. And then when you say that you're aiming the PM, man, they even go lower.
So that is that new Blazer, that's not a 2020? That's a 19?
That's a 19.
Huh. How about that?
Those are cool.
They are.
Those Blazers.
Well, I think you should come and buy one Saturday. Come to the open house, Dan, and buy yourself a birthday gift.
How about a birthday present, John?
I will. I'll,
when we get signed on at our next radio station, we'll celebrate by coming in and looking at cars.
So, is Scott there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right here. Hi, John.
How's it going, Scott?
It's great. It's great to hear your voice.
Always great to hear your voice.
You make me happy.
Again, I'm telling you what, man. Probably next to my segment, yours is probably the best.
Oh, that's quite a compliment.
Well, considering yours is the best, I'll take that.
Oh, yours is pretty good, and I love it. It's just, and then you can just hear people in their voice, man, when you give them that advice, and they're just like, all right, thank you.
Not if you keep talking, they won't hear them, because it'll be 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Jeez. I think we got the tree thing just about figured out.
What tree thing?
The tree... Everybody on the border of people's property.
Oh, I got you.
The favorite question on the segment.
It's a popular one.
Yeah, well, I wish we'd have done something with our neighbor's tree that destroyed our house on February the 24th. But that's all right, you know.
Maybe next time.
What can you do? Huh?
They probably get more trees.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or, as I said, 24/7/365 at lawndump.com. Jimmy Sappho, any other words for the AM and the PM crowd?
That's it, guys. Sell a bunch of cars and trucks for us.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do our best.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. There you go. John Landolf, you know where he is. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. We closed the Burke segment, didn't we?
I don't think we officially
No, we didn't because Scott was talking about fish.
I did, and my Burke segment was awful. And now I'm thinking I should have gone with, has anybody seen... Ozark on Netflix.
Oh, sure.
The greatest television show I think I've ever seen.
And here's my recommendation. Go back and watch the first season again. We did that with a couple of series, because you forget.
Has it started again?
So much.
We never heard of it.
No, there'll be another season. Not yet.
We never had Netflix, and all of a sudden we got Netflix, and tooling around.
Let me tell you, you're going to spend hours and hours watching quality programming on Netflix.
I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching three segments of that thing.
Oh, it's great.
And we've watched... we watched the whole season. Took us 3 days.
We've
it's the greatest.
Talked about going back watching before the new season comes out, watching the whole thing again.
Frank, how well written are these characters? I don't think I've watched a show where each character is so well written.
The writers like Breaking Bad, all these things, are just the greatest writers. And writing is key.
And that Jason Bateman, I never thought he was. He's okay.
He's perfect for this.
He's so great in this. That deadpanny, kind of sarcastic, dry sense of humor, brilliant character. Anybody that has Netflix, stop watching some of the garbage and just watch this.
Seriously, I would say drop a couple of premium channels that you might be getting, like Showtime, HBO, whatever, and go with Amazon and Netflix, because between those two, you will never run out of... Yes, there's some crap on there, but you will never run out of really good quality, well-written, well-produced stuff, and great documentaries between the two
and
of
you,
them.
You and I both have DishNet. Every time I turn it on, there's another channel that's off.
Yeah, HBO's off, Channel 4's off. One more, and they're going to lose everybody.
Yeah, they got these two people to talk about why these stations are off the air. They got their own shows.
Yeah, they got to get this fixed pretty quickly.
They do.
They lose a lot of people.
Ozark.
All right. So we can close the Burke segment now, I guess. I've had fish once in my life, and you know those old gas pumps where the top was clear and you could see the fuel, and they had on the top of it Shell or Mobil, but they're the old
kind
of pump.
Yeah.
I bought one of those and had it shipped to the house. It was restored, and you take the top part where the gasoline used to be, put water in it, and make an aquarium out of it. And I had it in one of my boys' bedrooms, and it was really neat until I realized that I can't stand having fish and keeping up with them and cleaning. It's just hard. It's fun to see other people's fish. You go to a doctor's office or restaurant, but holy mackerel, and then you got to go buy all that little plants and stuff to put in there, fake plastic things to sit on the bottom, and if you don't know anything about fish, which I don't, the first batch of fish we bought, let's say 10 fish, I go in there in a, after a couple of days, and only one is alive, and there's little skeletons. He ate the, he was like a killer catfish. He ate all the other fish. So I don't know. So the salt water, fresh water, and then the bubbler, the aerates, it's too much.
I had a fish like that. They were tiger fish or something, and you can get docile fish, semi-aggressive, and aggressive. And you don't put docile fish in with semi-aggressive or aggressive fish because these semi-aggressives were biting the fins off of the other fish.
Oh, boy.
So I scooped them out and flushed them.
I got tired of messing with it, and I flushed the remaining ones down the toilet and alive. Yeah. I don't feel bad about it at all.
No, I did mine alive too. I just went, see you later.
No different than
enjoy
minnows.
Your ride.
No different than
enjoy
minnows.
Your ride. John called in to remind all of us that the Skidmore series starts tonight at 10 o'clock on Sundance.
Great! Thank you, Sundance. That's the true story of the murder of. What was his name? Ken McElroy or something?
I think so.
Skidmore, Missouri. He was a bully.
Yeah.
That bunch of townspeople killed him. And to this day, nobody has ratted anybody else out. It's like, we didn't see a thing. And I mean, like 20 or 30 guys just riddled him when he came out of a cafe. It's a great story. And it's true.
Do you like to eat fish?
Oh, I love to eat fish, yeah.
You ever had salmon?
What prepared how?
Yeah. Well, like, have you ever had like with Nutella on it?
No.
Yeah, it's called salmonella.
What's wrong with him today?
I don't know.
This is two or three times he's at, and here's what's disturbing. They were almost kind of funny. They were sort of funny.
I got a great idea for Tim's mom's birthday.
What?
Send her wherever and Tim stays home.
No, but you know what? That's a really interesting question. What do you do for a woman who is your mother after you've done something like that for yourself? What do you do for her? It's not an easy thing to figure out because people will pretend they like a gift when they don't. Oh, thank you so much. And then they walk away, and inside their heads going, I hated that. I don't want to go there.
Get her a stripper. Yeah, when was the last time she saw a bit of fun?
Oh, boy.
You offering there?
We're talking about
absolutely
my mother.
Yeah.
You could hire us, Tim.
As a stripper?
No. But Frank, Limey, me, Scott could join us. And maybe
she,
you could join
us.
Like? We could be the Chunkendales.
Does she like? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Chunkendales. Chunky's
done that for years. The same joke. So what is she, real quickly, is there something she really like? Golf? Or does she like go to the movies or what?
Well, she's her hearing is very poor. And yeah. So the things that she used to like to do, like she used to like to sing in the choir. She used to like going to the Muni and stuff like that. I took her to the movies last Sunday. We took the whole family to go see yesterday, and she has to hold that device that reads the closed captioning so you can even see what's going on the screen.
Wow.
So it's got to be, you know, crowds are hard, you know, because like even when we get together for lunches and dinners and stuff, you know, it's all just gibberish to her. I feel horrible. So it's something visual. It had to be something where she could really, you know, visually see and you know,
Can she watch TV? Can she hear the TV?
Well, closed captioning.
Okay, but you know they make, they're called TV ears. They're wireless headphones. And my dad had a pair. He was old. And I put them on. It's like being in a surround sound movie theater. And you don't bother anybody else. Mm-hmm. But, man, they're unbelievable. And a couple different companies make them. It's just
it's a good gift idea.
On a charge, they'll 8-10 hours on a charge. So think about that too. All right, maybe we solve that problem. All right, folks, we're a minute away from the news. Here's what's going down today. Scott Sherman is here, and next hour, in case you don't know how this works, I'm going to give you all a chance to beat everybody else calling. There'll be no excuse for calling too late, not getting in. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Those are the numbers that you will need. And the way this works, most of you know this in case you don't, if you have a legal question or you have a question that you think it's something that might require an attorney but you're not sure, well, just to find out if you need an attorney, when you go to an attorney to find out, could cost you $300 or $400. Not here. It's a great service. He's helped a lot of people. And what Scott can't do, he knows people who can. He has a network of attorneys that specialize in various things. Maybe it's real estate. Maybe it's drunk driving. Maybe whatever. So let him help you. Let him help you get to whatever the next step is. the right step and go the right direction so that you don't end up wasting a lot of money and that you have a chance to have the outcome be what you hope it'll be. So that's next hour after the news, and that music means it's news time. It's a beautiful day, everybody. It's August 1st. We're glad you're with us. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. There are reports that former FBI Director James Comey will not face prosecution for leaking confidential FBI memos. The reports say the Justice Department has decided not to go after Comey because it's unclear if he intended to violate laws on the handling of classified data. Comey has acknowledged leaking some memos after he was fired by President Trump. The documents detailed his claim that Trump wanted a loyalty oath and asked him to let the Michael Flynn matter go. For the third time in just over a week, North Korea says it has launched missiles